I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, October 22nd. There were 10 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with 71 active cases. Quincy remains in the yellow category under the state's risk assessment map, and the death toll stands at 135. Milton Hospital will open its new urgent and primary care center in Quincy Center next week. The new center will be located at the former site of the Quincy Career Center on the Walter Hannon Parkway. The services will include orthopedics, pediatrics, geriatrics, urgent care, and primary care. The new center will be open 7 days a week. It officially opens to the public on Wednesday, October 28th. The expansion of the Pine Hill Cemetery in West Quincy is underway. The city is clearing land to create 4,000 new grave sites, which will accommodate the city for the next 20 years. The expansion comes after the city and the state reached an agreement to reserve an area of the cemetery for an endangered species of snake. The city says it will begin pre-selling the new plots at the cemetery when the expansion project is further along. Early voting continues in Quincy. Early voting is taking place weekdays at City Hall from 8:30 to 4:30 through October 30th, and this weekend from 9 to 4 in the gym at North Quincy High School. The deadline to register to vote in the November 3rd election is this Saturday, and the deadline to request a mail-in ballot is October 28th. Mail-in ballots may be returned in person to an early voting location, placed in a drop box outside of City Hall, or sent in the mail. Ballots that are mailed must be postmarked by November 3rd. Interfaith Social Services of Quincy is searching for people to sponsor needy families for the holidays. Interfaith says they are seeing an increased demand for food donations and other services due to the pandemic. Donors will agree to purchase gifts for children through Interfaith's Help for the Holidays program. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, October 22nd.